It's the JD Cymru South podcast, and it's starting to get exciting again. No more so than this Friday when we've got the top two facing off against each other. Llanelli Town hosting Cambrian and Clonech under the lights. Me and Mark Jonah Jones will talk our way through that and every other game coming up this weekend in the league on Friday night and Saturday afternoons. We'll be joined by Carl Shaw chipping in from Britain Ferry as well, and then also Isaac Berry from Caira Ely has his say about their season so far and future plans. But first, Jonah, let's crack on with this big game. It's set up for a fantastic evening as Llanelli host Cambrian and Clonech. What are your thoughts on that game first off?
Well, again, Mark, I think it's the game of the weekend. It's first versus second in the Cymru South. They've both, you know, they both had good weekends last weekend. Cambrian and Clonech, 100% record. Beating Cwmaman 4-2 last weekend. I watched them, like I said, last week. Beat Caira Ely midweek as well. I think what Cambrian learnt, Mark, from last season with their great run in the Nathaniel MG Cup as well, was they're starting to be able to handle big games. They got a squad, very young squad, average age I would say about, you know, 22, 23, but they've played in big games. And they'll play a squad who played in a lot of big games last season, Llanelli. So, you know, this will be a big game at this level. They won last week, Llanelli 3-2 against Caira Ely. That was a good game as well, by the way, by all accounts. You know, Caira, bottom of the league against Llanelli. But a Ryan Hurlow last minute goal settled it. And that's with Caira having David Lyons sent off after scoring for them as well. So, you know, they both go into this game in form. Llanelli second, Cambrian and Clonech first. Two good, you know, relatively experienced managers. Dane Williams and Andy Hill. So, game on, mate. It's a great game. This could be Friday night at Stebbeneath.
Now, when we were talking about, or preparing to talk about Llanelli this season and where the goals were going to come from, I thought I'd be talking a lot about James Loveridge, but if you look at the top scorers so far, the Cymru South, in third place, Tim Parker, Llanelli, with 5.
Yeah, I think Tim was at the Met last year, then he loaned out to Llanelli. He's a big lad, big strong lad, you know, and he's got 5 goals already. And Andy Hill, you know, he won't mind who gets the goals as long as they're getting goals. Like you said, last minute winner last week for Ryan Hurlow, so that's just as important as any of them, but yeah, there'll be some good players on show Friday night. The likes of Corey Shepherd is starting well again in midfield. Sam Johnson was amongst the goals again last week. So, yeah, it'll be a good game. Top game of the weekend, mate. And I hope that for the players' sake, Cam will take 50-100 down there. Llanelli, hopefully, with their great following down there, the Reds. Let's hope they get, you know, 300 or 400 there Friday night. It'll be a top game.
A game that's happening on Saturday, which I also think is very much of interest. Perhaps not if you look at the table initially, because you'll find them 6th and 7th, but I still think they are very interesting sides. Ammanford, Jonah, have to go to Undy Athletic.
Both had good wins again last weekend. Truns right back into form. How long was it going to be before he was going to get a hat-trick in this league? He got his hat-trick last week. And Andy Robinson also, you know, we said last week the big, you know, the players will have to blend in with the players. Well, it looked like they blended well last week with a 5-2 over Cwmbran Celtic. So that you know, that's a great result for them. And Undy, you know, they beat Haverford West last week. You know, like I said, I almost napped that last week, Mark, that it's going to be hard for the Harvey travelling, you know, them long travels on Saturdays all the time. As much as it's hard for people to go to their place down west, it's hard for them to travel. So it's difficult for them. So, and Undy, they made sure of that. They edged through with a 1-0 win. And like I said, Andy also one of the teams I've watched this week and last week. And they're a good side, mate.
And to be fair, they've hyped it up on the Twitter, Andy, as well. They think this is a big game too. They let's fill the causeway, folks, is the cry.
Well, why not? It's great that, you know, like I said, they're from down you know, in the Gwent area. They've really worked hard down the causeway. It's a great place. It's a modern ground. So Let's listen to what they're saying down there. You know, fill it up and give them a bit of backing. It's a great game, Andy versus Ammanford.
Britain Ferry certainly finding fifth gear. Well, fourth gear last week as they beat Taftswell 4-0. Let's hear from Carl Shaw first.
Yes, I think it was a good performance from the boys today. It's nice to come away from home, score 4 goals, keep a clean sheet, and most importantly for us, to finally get our first win of the season. We didn't know when it was going to come. it's nice to get it out of the way and we can hopefully kick on from here. Friday night's game, it'd be a very tough game. Cumhaman, they're a very good side. We've always had good battles against them. It's links with both clubs, with us obviously signing Colin from them over the summer. I'm sure it'll be a good game and a tough game for us. Hopefully it's one we can go on to win and start to keep our run going and get some points on the board. But I know it's going to be a very difficult game. Ryan will be well organised and they'll be coming to us probably looking for the 3 points as well. So hopefully it'll be a good crowd there, good game, and we come out on top.
They'll be keen to stay on track. 4-0 last week, day one. So I think that should start them climbing the league, if you ask me. Definitely, you know, they're definitely positive down there. They've signed some decent players, so they'll want to get, you know, up that league early. They don't want to be hanging around down the bottom. So, yeah, I think they could kick on after that one last week. Can Brian and Cliddock maybe be regarded a little bit like TNS if they carry on like this? So Cumhaman might regard that as one you can chalk off, but they're a good side. They're a good side, Cumhaman. They're 15th in the table. They won't want to stay at 15th in the table. So, you know, there's not a lot of distance between these two clubs, the Ferry and Cumhaman. That should draw a big, big crowd to the game. I bet they'll get a couple of hundred again at this game. So there could be good crowds on Friday evening in these games. You know, like you say, a lot of these players know a lot about each other. And Ferry and Cumhaman both want to get higher in the leagues than they are at the moment. So that's a very competitive game on Friday down there.
Well, the sides that caught the wrong end of Britain Ferry last weekend, Taftswell, play Kyra Ely. Here's Kyra Ely's Isaac Berry.
I think when the fixtures came out, we knew we had a difficult start, obviously with the Cam Bryan team that finished second last season, Haverford West that finished third last season, and obviously seeing Llanelli Town come down and into our division from the Welsh Premier League was always going to be difficult when they're in your first five games, and they potentially could finish 1, 2, and 3 this season in terms of places. So it's always going to be a difficult start, but you know, we could have picked up points in those games, especially at the weekend. You know, we were unlucky not to pick up a point, obviously conceding so late on. And we were brilliant in that game. I have to say the boys were brilliant. But, you know, we move on. We move on into the next game. But we treat this game at the weekend like any other game. We do our work in the week and when we get training done. And we look to try and make our strengths better and improve on the areas that we think are weak. And listen, the players are confident and in terms of what we've got in the squad, and the transfer window is shut now, which helps us as a group of staff. And after speaking to the boss and obviously having a chat and different things, we know what we've got in the squad and we know we're happy with it, and we know that going forward that we're going to pick up points and cause team problems, because we've caused team problems already. So we just got to keep battling on and stick together as a group, which we have done through these first five games.
And how do you fancy this game to play out? Kyra Ely against Taftswell, Jonah?
Mark, well, this is a local derby in a way, which has been played quite a lot over the last few seasons. There's local rivalry between these two, and bragging rights, you know, Cardiff Club, Kyra Ely, Taftswell, just outside the capital. It's a big derby. Craig Sampson's team in 16th at the moment. They haven't got a point. Again, they performed well against Canberra and Cliddock 10 days ago and against Llanelli last Saturday, like say, losing late on. And Taftswell, you know, Steve Williams' team, they were defeated last week. They were defeated quite heavily last week, 4-0 at home to Britain Ferry, so they all want better. But bragging right at stake here, Mac. There's always a good derby when the well men take on the young guns. So, yeah, this will be an eagerly awaited derby in Cardiff, and I'm sure whichever team wins will go out and enjoy their evening on Saturday night.
So Haverford West losing against Dundee last week. Avonlea haven't really had the best time of it this season. So these two together will definitely want to get something out of their Friday 7:30 kickoff.
Oh yes, mate. Down West, a great game to go to. Havy West and the Lido. Two wins in a row. The Lido, by the way, they didn't start great, but they've crept up now to ninth place. Havy fourth at home so far. They've won one and drawn one, and if they are to stay, you know, stay in a challenging position with Cambrian and Cliddock and the likes, I think it's important, like we said, to have win their home games, definitely. They're a good side. Like I said, they've got a good manager, Wayne Jones. He knows this league inside and out now, same as the Lido. So this will be, again, an eagerly contested derby. The Lido, now they got two wins on a trot. They'll be up and running now. They'll be a tough team to beat. Khaled Mohammed, by the way, I think, got a 94th minute winner, didn't he, last week against Lampwick Major in his brace. So Kai can get goals. Lido will know they got somebody who can score goals. But Javi West, yeah, definitely. They will expect the home win, I think. Good point it could be for the Lido Friday evening down west. But for me, Wayne Jones' team will want three. Again, like the Cam Bryan and Clyde Clanethley game, mate, this will be a quality game and, again, one worth going to.
Well, Haverford West share the joint second highest goal difference in the league so far. I mean, I know it's early days and we're only looking at small numbers, but I suppose that shows an intention of where Haverford West want to win their games. Let's rush through the other Saturday games that we haven't spoken about coming up this weekend then, Jonah. Cwmbran Celtic against Pontypridd Town.
Yeah, it's 14th versus 13th, mate. They both got 4 points each in the table and only one goal separates the two teams. So, again, you know, it may not look like big games to other people in the league, but both managers will know and both sets of players will know that these two teams are liable to be around each other during the season. If, you know, if we're looking, you know, really truthfully at it, they may not be challengers up the top. They may not be top four teams, but they'll both aim for mid-table. And this is a type of game, if they both, you know, going to get this mid-table security, that they both need to win. Cwmbran Celtic and Pontypridd, nothing between these two. Mac, like I said, one goal separates them. I don't think I see a lot separating them on Saturday.
And Goitre United against STM Sports, two sides we've talked about a lot so far this season. How is that game at Glen Havard Park going to go?
Well, I think STM, apart, Andy's result apart last week, maybe one of the shock, not shock results, but an outstanding result. 4-0 down at Swansea Uni last week with four different goal scorers. So, I mean, Dale Gardner's STM Sports have shot up the third place in the table with four wins and a loss. So they're on form. Lee John, Scoitra, they're eighth in the table. They've only lost, they've only been beat by the top two. So like I said, they'll be quality, they'll be up there, thereabouts in the top six. So maybe we've missed this one out, or this might be Saturday's, you know, top game, Goitre United versus STM Sports. These are two teams. STM are definitely the surprise element at the moment. There's no doubt about it. They got Lamin Conte back as well up top, who, you know, he's a striker who had trials for Cardiff City last season. So he's just come back into the fold again. So the goals, you know, goals shouldn't stop. But it's a good game this Saturday. Goitre at home at Glen Havard Park are a tough team to beat. So I would say, yeah, could be point a piece here, Mac.
And last but not least, we've certainly talked up one of these sides quite a lot recently because at one stage they were top of the league, Swansea University, and they're off to the seaside, well, to Llandwick Major more specifically. How's that going to go?
Well, like I said, they'd be disappointed last week. You know, they were defeated last week, Swansea. It was their first loss of the season, though. So they'll look to come back, definitely look to come back. And Llandwick, they were undone, like we said, by a Khaled Mohammed goal in the 94th minute. So it's always a tough place to go, Windmill Lane. They've lost their last two, Llandwick. They're down to 10th. Swansea are 5th. Swansea will want to bounce back. If they're going to have any say in promotion matters, even as early as this, you have to go to places like Llandwick and gain something. You don't want to fall behind the pack early. You know, it's okay staying 3, 4, 5 points. Once you start getting 6 or 7 points away from teams at the top, you then have to start, you know, saying, boys, this is a three-pointer. It's got to be a three-pointer, not only an eight-pointer. Llandwick, I think, after losing two, they'll want stability back and they'll settle for a point at Windmill.
And, well, we'll soon find out how all of that goes. It's a 2:30 Saturday kickoff, unless it's a Friday 7:30 kickoff. Obviously, the latest results on the JD Cymru League's website and Twitter sphere, and we'll be back in 7 days to have another chat about it. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, all the best, Mac.